This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Senator Michael Bennett and 2nd District Congressman Joe Neguse unveiled Friday the most sweeping public lands legislation for Colorado in nearly three decades. It's called the Colorado Outdoor Recreation Economy Act, or CORE. I'm on the phone with Wilderness Workshop's Alicia Zarang to learn more. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Zoe.
So this is a pretty big piece of legislation. Can you break it down for us?
What this legislation does is it combines proposals that have been put forth in the past to protect various places around Colorado. It would expand wilderness by about 70,000 acres in the San Juan Mountains, as well as the White River National Forest. And it would create recreational opportunities beyond what exists in those areas now, in addition to wilderness. It would permanently protect a little more than 172,000 acres of land in the area outside of Carbondale, known as the Thompson Divide. So it would pull that land permanently off the table for new oil and gas drilling.
So you mentioned a couple areas that are pretty close to home. How will this legislation affect the Roaring Fork Valley?
We're pretty excited about this legislation because this legislation would ensure that it is permanently off the table for new oil and gas leasing and stays that way into perpetuity so that our community, everybody from the ranchers who rely on the grazing lands and clean water there to recreationists, from hunters to mountain bikers, hikers, that land would be protected.
How will it help outdoor recreation economies in the area?
Well, our valley relies really heavily on recreation to bring tourists from all over the world and the country to experience the public land we have here. Our local economies, from bars to restaurants and other entertainment, revolve around that.
Are there any opponents or critics of this legislation?
Locally, protecting the Thompson Divide is pretty broadly supported, bipartisan, across the board by everybody from ranchers to mountain bikers, because they recognize the importance of that area for the Roaring Fork Valley.
Great. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you, Zoe.
That was Alicia Zarang, a community organizer with Wilderness Workshop, talking about the proposed CORE Act.